yo, yo, what's going on? How y'all doing? How's everybody feeling today? Welcome to the newest installment of the Ryan and Case, No Chase with a Shirley's Temp Twist podcast. I am your host, the steaming vegan, the sexual intellectual, Casey Keller, representing Williamsburg, Virginia to the fullest. Right now, my co-host Ryan is in the midst of intense contract negotiations. So as soon as they give him his money, he'll be back. So everybody keep Ryan in your thoughts and in your prayers so he can get his bag. All right? Because he's in intense contract negotiations. So we're going to start a hashtag. Hashtag bring Ryan back. Give him his bag. Tempest still making huge boss moves. Love her and want her back on the show as soon as possible. But right now, I have a guest host. My best friend, my sister from another mister. Love her with all my heart. She's here to keep it real with y'all one night. Give it up for Mika.
Hey, y'all.
First and foremost, how you feeling?
I'm good.
How's everything going with you?
Everything's going good. Hanging in there.
That's great. Okay. So right now it is January the 23rd, 2024. So today, what the subject matter is going to be is pretty much going to be talk about hoes, hookers, gutter skunks, scallywags, funky, nasty, promiscuous bitches. that is the subject that we are talking about today. You know what I'm saying? We got some very interesting input on both sides. You know what I mean? Me and Mika. But that's what we talk about today. It was inspired a few days ago. I was watching Dr. Umar, one of my favorites. And he made a statement that all people who are promiscuous, it comes from some type of emotional damage. So I just started to kind of break down, you know, like, what exactly constitutes a person who is promiscuous. I started to think about what makes a person a hoe. And at the end of the day, do we need to bring back shame? So, Mika, the first thing, before we get into the subject, let's just touch on a few things that I see going on in the media, you know what I mean, right now, before we get started in the meat and potatoes of what the subject is. Okay, number one, Color Purple. Did you see The Color Purple, the musical?
No, not yet. I kept seeing people post that they walked out halfway through. I really wasn't in no rush, but I see now it's on Prime, so I'll probably check it out.
Hey, the star of the show was Fantasia Titties.
Oh my God.
If you remember the original Color Purple, you know, Whoopi Goldberg was all skinny and funny looking. But Fantasia, boy, you can't hide that BBL. Goddamn it, them titties are titties. Want no titties like that in the motherfucking 1920s, bitch. You a goddamn lie. But she was looking fat. Hey, I cried 3 or 4 times. I absolutely loved it. I understand it's gay, but it was gay from the beginning. You know what I mean? And, you know, the reality of the situation is bitches is gay. As far as the acting, kind of trash, not gonna lie. It was like a real life play going on in real life. So I wouldn't give it like a 10 out of 10 or nothing. Like, but hey man, just the songs and the way shit is and the emotion, you know, I liked it.
I guess right. People just didn't understand that it was a musical. I guess they were just thinking it's gonna be a remake of the original, and they was like, it was too much singing for them. They got up and walked out.
Hey, real shit. If you went in that motherfucker thinking it was about to be a just a Color Purple, yeah, I could understand the motherfucker walking out. That's for damn sure. But Fantasia was Lord have mercy. Mika, what have you been hearing? You know, I know you be on social media and shit. You always making your rounds. You always know the latest and the greatest tea was popping on in with the celebrity world. That's why I think I might bring you back as a regular, just to be like Mika with the tea. Mika know everything. But what do you think about like Common? Like Common, is there any female that's attractive that Common has not fucked? or been with. I mean, we talking Erykah Badu.
Yeah, he has a roster on him.
We talking Serena Williams. We talking now.
Was it Sanaa Lathan?
Sanaa Lathan. Now you turn around and it's like he go on the show and say he fucking with Jennifer Hudson. And then the next day, I just looked up there a few hours ago and it's like he gay Whoopi Goldberg someday. I don't know what's going on.
You know damn well he ain't getting no, he ain't not messing no Whoopi Goldberg.
Hey man, you never know with Whoopi, man. Well, you know, hey. So yeah, what
yeah,
you
he's
about
been
that?
Around.
Do you think that it's understandable or do you think that like,
I think Common got a problem.
What's the problem, me?
I don't know, because how you have all these bad chicks and it don't last more than a year. Like, Common, something wrong with him. I don't know what it is.
You think it's like on some erectile dysfunction type shit? Like, he can't keep it?
No, he might be, I don't know what's wrong. He might be just have a different personality or something. I don't know, but... He might be mean or something behind the scenes. I don't know what it is.
You think Common beating bitches?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Who knows?
Something ain't right.
Okay, the next thing I wanted to talk about is that apparently Tristan Thompson.
Oh my gosh, that big doofus.
Apparently, he done got suspended for taking drugs or something. I saw a meme today that said, this motherfucking nigga cheats on and off the court.
What? I didn't see. I didn't hear nothing about him with some drugs or nothing.
Right. Nah, it was some anti-drug shit, bae. Like it was like some anti-drug, anti-performance enhancer, some shit that he got in trouble for. I don't know. I love niggas like Trent. I love niggas like Tristan Thompson because there's no lying in them. I love a good cheater. I love it. I love when a nigga just be cheating and be like, "Bitch, so what? You're not going away."
I can't stand that man. I cannot stand him. He sit up there. I watch him. I watch the show.
I love it.
He's morphed into a Kardashian. He even talked like.
Yeah, I love it when niggas pretty much cheat and are unapologetic about it. I would rather like see women with those type of niggas than the niggas that hide and front like they not cheating. I love to see a nigga cheat on their bitch and just be like, "Yeah, bitch, so what?" And the bitch still don't go nowhere. I like that because really most women ain't going nowhere any goddamn way. So it's just, "Hey, bitch, shut up. You ain't going nowhere. Yeah, I fucked. Whatever. Yeah, I got another baby. So what? You ain't going nowhere."
It's hard for him to hide something. He's 7 foot, whatever. Up in the club, kissing another woman. Like, you the biggest thing in there.
You 7'3" trying to creep, nigga. That shit don't even look right. Why is there a giraffe?
You know we can see you.
Why is there a fucking giraffe or an ostrich tiptoeing in my neighborhood at 2 a.m?
Right.
Oh, that's Tristan Thompson. Like, with somebody, he could say that won't be. Like, it's another 7'2" fucking doofus running around. Okay, so now we can get to the topic at hand, which is you dirty, dirty hoes. Okay, so Mika, let's put it all out there. Let's just go ahead and give a final answer.
Mm-hmm.
Mika, in your humble opinion, who is somebody? Not who is somebody. We ain't gonna do no names. We classy.
Yeah.
But what is somebody that you could look at a female and say, "Damn, that bitch a hoe"? Like, what would make you say, "Man, that bitch a hoe"?
I would say anybody who don't have any like morals and standards. They just out here with no rules.
With no rules.
No rules.
Right. So with you, would you say that it wasn't like a numbers thing? You or is there a certain number where you like, "God damn, that bitch a hoe"?
It's probably a combination. Yeah, it gotta be like high numbers, but it's also you just don't care who you doing it with. Like you right. Just out here reckless.
I get it. To me, I don't really call you a hoe until it's like I've confirmed. I gotta confirm for myself or like know somebody or see you in action. Because to me, a hoe is like someone who literally, just like you said, to piggyback off of what you said, Mika, is somebody who literally, like, there is no like choice in the matter. I think at the end of the day, it's all about control. Like, bitch, did you fuck this nigga because you wanted to fuck him? Mm-hmm. Or did you fuck this nigga just because he tried to fuck you? Like, are you in control of who you fucking? I've never been judgmental of girls who've had a lot of sexual partners. Mm-hmm. But I do be like, damn, you fuck, like, bitch, everybody? Like, you gonna fuck the janitor?
And his daddy?
You fuck the janitor and the nigga daddy? And his homeboy? And his little brother?
Yeah, that, like, yeah.
Like, that's what I consider a whole life, man, because I done messed some in my day, and it was just like, nigga, I done ran trains, and the bitch ain't even look behind her to see who the new piece was. She didn't even know. She just kept it pushing. Anybody can get it.
Yeah, because trains and stuff, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, I've done the research of what is the definition of promiscuous, and I just thought it was kind of funny, so let's check this out.
Okay.
The definition of promiscuous is having or characterized by many transient sexual partners. I don't know what transient meant, so I looked at it and it meant lasting for a short time. So if you have many short-term relationships, many short-term sexual relationships, that will make you So, like, if you fuck 8 niggas, but you fuck them all for a long time, that'll make you a hoe. But if you fuck 8 niggas in a year, or fuck 8 niggas in a month, mm-hmm. by the white man's dictionary, you are a you are promiscuous. What do you think about that, baby?
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that, but I still think it's that mixed with how you moving out here.
Okay.
You getting trains ran on you, or just random having sex with random people that you meet at the grocery store and stuff like that. Like, come on now.
Ain't that much
sex in the world.
I don't even think a train make you a hoe, as long as that's what you wanted to do. Like, I think there's some women out there that be like, you know what, I want a dick in my mouth and my ass at the same time.
That's weird.
I don't think that makes her a hoe. That's what she normal. Into.
Yeah. That ain't normal behavior.
I think I want all the holes that I have filled with dick.
Nah.
That makes she a hoe, nigga?
Oh, absolutely.
What if, like, it's the her first time having sex and she's like dick in the pussy, dick in the ass, dick in the mouth at the same time, but it's like those the only 3 niggas she ever had sex with? That would that make her a hoe?
And she done started off a hoe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So she right out the gate. God
damn.
Out the gate, Mika say you a hoe, bitch. If you,
yeah, because what in your mind makes you even think to do this?
Could you imagine the bitch doing that, Mika, and then getting to fly with you? I only fucked 3 niggas in my life. Yes, they was at the same time, but only 3 niggas. Like, I am not a hoe.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That would be hilarious. I think that is more about, like I said, control. Like, if it's something that you want to do, I don't care about the number, I don't care about the act, as long as it's what you want to do. To me, a hoe is you fucking a nigga and another nigga walk in the room and then you'd be like, yeah, fuck him too, or anyone who tries can get it.
Oh yeah, it's that too, yeah.
Right,
I think it's different levels to it, but it's all the same stuff at the end of the day. It's all shit to me.
Absolutely. So, Mika, I got a question for you. I want you to answer it as honestly as possible. Mm-hmm. So, if you're scrolling up and down Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever your flavor is, right? Let's say that you're a girl and you're not promiscuous. You might have a boyfriend, but mm-hmm. you have an OnlyFans. You play with your pussy. You come. You put shit in your butt. You do wild shit on Instagram or on OnlyFans, but you have a man. Is that a way that you think that you could be considered promiscuous or a whore as well?
Yeah, you just... Yeah, that's wild. That's just crazy to me that now that's like the norm.
So you can see a girl has a boyfriend, she's only had one boyfriend since high school, but you got an OnlyFans, and you would be like, bitch, you a hoe?
Yes, because... You're sharing now. You showing the whole world this. Like, what's wrong with you? No, like, how do we normalize this shit now? Like, that stuff back in the day used to be like, oh my gosh, like.
Yeah, you got to be special to see this. But yeah. Now, man, you can see the booty hole and everything.
For the low price of $5.99. Like,
for the low price of $5.99, you can see my coochie, my booty hole, both my titties.
Like, what?
And everything.
People are really using that as a job now.
Hey, man. Like, hey, we keep it real on this podcast, nigga. You heard me, because all you bitches out there with OnlyFans, y'all are whores. Period. Yes. Right? Cover up. So,
unless you up there just cooking meals and sharing recipes.
Hey, I tell them all the time.
Reading books.
Hey, I think at the end of the day, we should bring back shame. It should be certain shit. It should be certain shit in 2024 that you should be okay with motherfuckers being like, bitch, you ain't shit. And you should just chalk up the L. Like, I'm whack. Because you know what I mean? Women are usually respected because of their virtue. Women are always respected because of how classy they are and stuff like that. I'm just talking from the man's perspective. You know what I'm saying? So if you out there and you're like, man, I'm going to give it to everybody. I'm going to let everybody see that. That's cool if that's what you want to do. But you should always be open to somebody saying, bitch, you a hoe. Or bitch, you nasty. I don't want to be with you. You know what I'm saying? You should be understand where that energy comes from.
Yeah.
You know, and at the end of the day, you can't shame somebody if they're not ashamed. So when they say, hey, I've been slut shamed, or hey, you know, they're trying to shame me, you can't shame them if they're not ashamed.
Well, these bitches need to be ashamed of their damn self.
I agree.
That it's just too much going on. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. It should not be a normal thing to just walk around and see your daggone teacher online busting it open. Like,
what? Man, but dog, do I wish back in the day, like, damn, like, I would love to go to church and then get home from church and see the pastor wife, like, from the low price of $5.99.
Yeah.
You can see me drop this mother. You can see me bust this thing wide open in the name of Jesus.
It's crazy.
I would have loved to see it. Some of the ones in my church. Hey, shout out to Miss Bryant. If you had an OnlyFans, nigga, I'd have paid all my little money to see your OnlyFans. You and Miss Bryant?
Oh yeah, she talked English or something, right?
Yeah, no. She was this was middle school. Remember Miss Bryant? She was
dark brown hair.
Yeah. Looked like an Indian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she could have got it. And who the fuck else? It's a couple teachers, nigga. That. It's funny, my cousin.
Yeah, but you don't want to see her up there now.
Not now, hell no. She probably 60 now.
She probably like 70 years.
That's crazy. Like, the thing that Miss Brown, like 70 now. That's crazy. Damn, not now. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was a kid, though, shit, I'd have gave her all my lunch money to see that ass. Okay. So let's kind of shift gears into kind of like, what do you think hoes come from? Like, what is the genesis of any hoe? Like, what do you think? Where do you think it comes from, nigga, in your opinion? Like, what do you, like, what makes you think a woman grow up in her teenager, her developmental years, and it's like she becomes like promiscuous? What do you think it comes from?
Like, when it comes to, like, I guess there's levels to it, because I think, like, when it comes to, like, women or young girls, like, getting trains ran on, like, at 11, 12, 13 years old, getting trains ran on, I think, in my honest opinion, I think it's, like, birthed from, like, them trying to impress the dudes. Like, dudes will convince them, like, hey, this is a good idea. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, okay, right. They want to be down, they want to be cool, and they'll do it. Because who in their right mind just wants to, like, why are you starting off like that?
Why are you coming in the gay like that? Yeah. like, why are you 11? Like, and what the hell? Like, bro, at 11, you not even, like, bro, when I was 11, I'm going to be real with you. I might have talked some shit, but I didn't know what the hell to do. Like, if a woman would have came and was like, Casey, I'm going to have sex with you, I wouldn't know where to start.
I think that was most of us. And then you had some people that was just talking it like they're doing it. And then it was people that was really doing it.
Oh yeah, we know it was a few people
and
out there.
And I'm just like,
who
was
really 11 getting it popping.
Yeah, like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, 100%. I think hoes, like, I think a lot of the time it starts from, like, when they're young. I think, like, women got it bad sometimes because sometimes, you know, women want, you know, to get a man's attention, like you said, like, get their attention or be accepted or have friends. And it's like, I feel bad when, like, a lot of the times a woman will, like, develop, like, she'll grow, you know, she'll go through puberty.
Right.
And immediately, Meek, I know all women know, like, immediately when you start to develop, men treat you different.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like off the rip. Like yesterday, I'm out here and Rayshawn and the guys never even said nothing to me. And all of a sudden, they like, yo, come here, yo, what you doing? Like they act like they have a genuine
Right.
And it probably feel good to not to, you know, take it too left off the comedy. But a lot of bitches that's promiscuous that I know, the ones that went super hard, always been some sexual abuse, always been some molestation somewhere in the motherfucking shit. Like when at an early age, like, bro, when you think about a girl that's 10 and 11 and busting wide open, 9 times out of 10, somebody or brother or uncle or shit done messed at their motherfucking ass. That's my opinion.
Well, I guess that definitely could be a factor too, but I'm just like, yeah.
But turn your life around, stop being a whore.
You don't have to make a career out of it, okay?
You fucking hoes make me sick.
You 40-something years old now. You 30 years in the game. It's time to retire.
I ain't gonna bullshit. I like hoes. I do. I love a whore. Not to have sex with them. I like to sit around and kick it. One day, I want to have a whore. I want to interview like a real whore. Like, not a prostitute. I'm talking like a bitch who just loves dick. Oh, I want to talk to her. I want to
see where her mind at and where she,
yeah,
how she started.
Like, bro, I want to talk to a girl who loves nothing better than to get fucked by everybody. I want to meet her. I want to talk to her.
That gotta be a lonely life, though. Fuck all that.
Nigga, the
last. After you done, you going home to that cold ass bed.
Big, ain't nothing lonely. Whoa, you said free pussy for everybody. Trust me, it'll be a nigga here. It'd be a nigga over there every night.
You're going home sore and lonely. Looking online, crying because you see other people booed up. Man, that shit gotta be a lonely ass life. I don't believe it's fun like they think it is. Or they try to make it seem.
Yeah, I think that's true because I think that a lot of men don't want to wife up hoes. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I agree. That would have to be.
I don't think dudes want to wife up hoes. I think dudes will wife up strippers. Dudes will wife up, like, I think, you know, but not nobody who's just having sex with everybody. But
Mika, never get it twisted. Strippers is hoes too.
Oh, I know. But yeah. I'm just saying. But I don't
let the Players Club fool you.
But I'm just saying, now it's glorified. You.
Nigga, ain't no bitch in the strip club butt naked with standards and be like, I have dignity and I'm fine. Let me put my pussy in your face for $20, bitch. Like, you are, like, for real. And if you're willing, nigga, think about it. Like, you a female, you know a lot of females. Like, think about it. How much money would it take to be like, yo, show me your titties? You'd be like, no, okay, $20. No, $40. No, $60. No, $80. Okay, $80, I'll show you my titties. You show the titties for $80.
Right.
Mika, what else? What could I make you do for $200? What could I make you do for $300? What could I make you do for $400? Like, if you're willing to let me see your coochie for in person, like, OnlyFans is at least, you know, not with the person, but, like, if you around the person and you're going to let me see your coochie and your booty hole, and I only gave you $10, like, what would you do for $100?
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Well, I made $1, $5, or $10, but what would you do for a 20?
Exactly. It's like, but you remember, like, now, like, stripping is, like, glorified. Like,
it is.
Just, well, literally, they'll literally graduate high school and get BBLs and implants and all this stuff for the career of stripping.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it's like, back in the day, like, you had to, if you heard somebody was stripping, they was way across town somewhere.
One,
they won't nowhere near. Like, it was shameful.
It was super shameful. And I also remember back in the day, see, a lot of people started following, you know, Cardi B when she was on, like, Love & Hip Hop, or they started following her, like, when she started rapping. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I knew Cardi B when she was on Vine and Instagram back mm-hmm. when the teeth was fucked up, right? Mm-hmm. And she said something. She said, these girls be out here stripping, you showing you, and you be thinking they be making so much money, but they don't show you the slow nights. They don't show you the night where the bitch made fucking $45.
Exactly.
You know, and they don't show you, they don't show you that, damn, they came up short or they didn't make a lot of money, so they had to go suck off some old nigga that night.
Yeah, somebody hitting you upside your motherfucking head all goddamn night, beat you up.
And don't, and look, me and Mika, see, we be on Instagram, me and Mika be in each other DMs, and we can put out a warning. We see y'all, okay? You bitches that get flown out to motherfucking Cancun and all kinds of shit by yourself. We know it's a fat old nigga behind the camera.
Oh, Mr. Willie Earl.
We Mr. Willie Earl.
Somewhere.
We know Mr. Willie Earl paid for that shit. We know somebody paying them bills, bitch. You ain't that goddamn fine. We know, we know what time it is, so. Yeah, but it's glorified now, man, because it's, you know, like they said, it's, what is it, man? Money over morality. Like,
yeah.
You do anything for a bag these days. That just seems to be the ongoing trend.
But it's like, how do you, at the end of the day, you got to go to bed and live with yourself and think, like, man, please.
Yeah.
Y'all doing all this for a trip?
Yeah, me personally, because I have a lot of girls that I know after we drop this show, because the backlash going to be, what if I want to, but what about, you know, the biggest thing is going to be like,
well, keep hoeing, ho. Go.
Yeah.
Shit.
Say it one more time, baby.
Keep hoeing, ho. God damn it. This what you, this the life you choose. All right.
Keep hoeing, ho.
How's that working out for you? Shit.
Yo, hey, Mika, I was thinking about this a few weeks ago, too. OnlyFans, stripping, and hoeing, right? If I was to give you a ballpark figure and you was to give me a percentage, Mika, how many women do you think that was their first choice? Like, how many girls, like Mika, you know, you went to school, you smart and shit. A lot of people who went to school, a lot of women are smart business owners, look how they own business, have good jobs, have a beautiful family, have beautiful children and stuff. How many women do you think be like, you know what? I'm gonna play with my pussy on the internet and make a living? Or do you think it was like, I can't read, I can't dance?
Well, I think back in the day, yeah, I think back in the day it was that, and then now is the first choice. Now is, oh, OnlyFans is the way. Now is stripping is the way, and you can get a rapper. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff. I think now it's like people's first choice, but back in the day it was like, damn it, I'm tired of frying French fries and.
That's
shit.
So.
You know what I'm saying?
That is so funny, because I agree with you, but I'm sorry, bro. Like, that's so hard to be like, you know what? I got some big ass titties. You know what? I'm gonna show nigga these titties for money. Like, why not just go? Because
go,
hey, I
get
got
a regular fucking job.
I got news for you, man. I'm a connoisseur. I'm a creep. I look at all kinds of nasty shit on the internet. I'll admit it, Mika. All them bitches not getting paid.
Oh, I believe
all
that.
All them bitches not getting paid, man. Like, so, think about it like this. I sat up one time on Snapchat, and I seen a girl with big titties, and she was like, all right, come on now, $1. Okay, $3. Come on now, $2. And literally, nigga, was like, if you would look at the backgrounds of all her videos, they would be like, she's sleeping on her sister's couch. She ain't had no place to stay. You realize how many of these bitches literally be showing niggas they pussy on
and
the
she
internet.
Up there auctioning off her shit.
To get weed, a pack of cigarettes, and maybe just to get something to eat that night. Like, all these bitches ain't balling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's...
So I have a hard time believing, like, yo, you could go get a job and make fucking, you know, 20-something, 30-something dollars an hour. You could make about $40,000, $50,000 a year.
Yeah, and it might not be the quick money that you think you're going to get, but it's still something where you can, you know, not feel shame for, like, and not what in the world you, I mean, that stuff doesn't last always. That's the thing. They gonna get old, the body's gonna change. Like, it's, I
yeah.
don't get it.
It's not a sustainable
no.
kind of income, you know what I mean?
No,
but god damn it, it looks nice. I ain't spent one OnlyFans dollar yet. I'm waiting till Halle Berry come out with one. Halle Berry come up with OnlyFans.
But my thing is like, okay, when somebody pay you $4.99, $5.99, or whatever. ain't but so many ways you can open up the coochie. Ain't but so many. Once they got it, all they gotta do is screenshot all the pictures. They good now.
Because at one time, it ain't but so many ways you go.
You can open it up. Ain't but so many ways you can open up the coochie.
Like, side to side, up and down.
Yeah, like, okay. Like, you think somebody gonna pay you that $5.99 every month? Yeah. For the same
that's
coochie?
Hey, nigga, that's real shit.
What the?
That's real shit, yo. That's real shit.
Man, niggas get that's tired of having sex shit. With the same woman. You think they gonna sit up there and buy the same pictures over and over?
Nigga said, only bustle with it ways the pussy stretch. Bitch. Oh, God, that's hilarious. Mika, do you think, I think over time, though, like, with the way things are going, things become more acceptable over time. You know what I'm saying? I think that when we say bring shame back, it's like, I think over time, like, there's anybody that's going to be like, girl, it's all right if that's what you want to do. Like, they make a lot of shit make sense. Like, my wife was telling me, like, a little while back that there was girls that she knew that there's dudes online that were like, buy your drawers.
What, like, in the world?
Yeah, give you $30 for a pair of drawers you don't wear all day. Like, just don't wash. It gotta be all day drawers. Or it'll be a nigga that, like, he just want pictures of your feet or a video of you rubbing your feet. Meek, I'm
what
here to tell
hell?
You, if a nigga would pay to smell your stinking ass drawers, he'll kill you. That nigga kill you. Something wrong with him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What happened to him in his childhood?
Mika, think about it. If a nigga,
what the fuck is wrong
like,
with him?
Mika, I'm thinking about my drawers right now. Mika, think about your drawers right now. Think about all the drawers in the world after 8 hours shift at work. How your drawers look. And a nigga's willing to be like, I give you $30 just to sniff those. Think about how bad he wants you. Mika, he will slit your motherfucking throat, bitch. That nigga crazy. Don't nobody want to smell that stinking ass shit. Some punk ass draws, man. She done peed a couple times, doo-dooed a couple times. Who want to smell them stinking ass draws, man?
That's crazy. Yeah. You know, so that's a mental illness right there.
It is. Now, what about when girls, we're going to put this short, they're going to say, what about the niggas, though? Let Casey Kello tell you. Let your old Uncle Kello tell you. Bitch, niggas are the same way. I hold them like, bro, if you 40 years old, 30, 40 years old, and you still out this motherfucker and you can't stop slanging your penis, nigga, you have a problem.
Man, I look at it just, yeah.
You have a, now boys will be boys, but when you grow into a man, you got a wife,
yeah,
you got kids.
Right.
And it's like, you gonna put everything on the line for some pussy. The same thing go for you niggas.
Right. It's corny. It gets corny okay. After a while.
It is true. Y'all got a problem, man. If you can't turn out no pussy for the betterment of your life.
Right.
You willing to risk it all for some coochie. That's crazy. All right, Mika. So before we wrap it up, Mika, you don't have to come up with all five. But for the world, I want to know, Mika, what is top five niggas only fans that you would pay for? All right, I'm gonna go first. Okay, so no, coming in at number five, Beyonce. She had only fans I'd buy it. Number four, Rihanna. I'd pay good dime for Rihanna's only fans. Amara La Negra.
And oh, I know she was gonna be up there.
Hey, Mika, if her career keeps going the way it's going,
she might have a special for $1.99.
And she Latina, so it's gonna be pesos. So it's not even worth the same. But I pay for her too. We got Halle Berry, of course, mm-hmm. Lupita Nyong'o. That's my five. Like, okay. If they ever come with the OnlyFans, Mika, do you have a five niggas that, like, if they was like, yeah.
Well, I never thought about it, but since you asked, number five, Omari Hardwick.
Okay.
AKA Ghost.
Okay.
Four, Trevante Rose.
AKA okay, nigga played Tyson.
And Moonlight.
Right. I like to forget that role, but continue.
Number three, Lance Gross.
Lance Gross of his career, nigga. What last time he been in the movie?
I ain't seen that nigga since he played on House of Pain.
Hey,
I think they canceled that a long time ago.
He might be having the OnlyFans coming soon. That nigga need some money.
Number two, maybe Kofi Sarabo.
Kofi Sarabo.
Yeah, and number.
He's a trash actor too. He definitely.
I don't give a damn about the act. And then. And then number one, Method Man.
He's a legend. So I think, man, girl, I've never seen a nigga that girls wanted since like 96.
Yeah. Even though he's like 52 now or something like that.
I wonder what it's like to be Method Man. Like, bitches been wanting to fuck me since I was fucking 19.
And as far as I know, he's been faithful to that one wife since the 90s.
Superhead put that nigga in the book. You better stop it.
Oh, for real?
Hell yeah. Exactly. Nobody read it because she was in the first book, she just kept calling the nigga Papa. She wouldn't say his name. And then in the second book, she was like, in my second book, as a marketing scheme, I am going to reveal who Papa is.
What?
And it was the one nigga that she's like, he's the one that I always loved. And me, the one man that I would leave everyone for.
And bitch, where did that get you?
And then at the end of the book, she was like, Papa, aka Method Man, at the end of the book.
What?
And right now, bitch, that got you fucking with Eddie Winslow.
This
day and age to read any good news on the news as well. That's what the fuck they got. Another condition and a brand design.
Shut up. Yo, but I don't even think he with her no more.
Hell no. Nah. I don't know who she with, man.
Probably. That's what I'm saying. She did. Now look at that. That's a prime example. Hoeing don't get you no goddamn way.
Ah, there you go. At the end of the day.
She done did it with all these multi-millionaires.
Hoeing don't get you nowhere, bitch. Might as well go get a job. Okay, and Mika, we're going to take it easy on them. So if you don't have no other skills, and you got some big titties and a fat ass, hey, do what you got to do. But there's some girls I see on OnlyFans, man. Like, there's a girl named Janice the Freak from Baltimore. Mm-hmm. She's actually could be like a stand-up comedian. This bitch is hilarious.
But she up there naked?
Yeah, she be sucking dick, nigga. She don't just be on OnlyFans play. Like, nigga, she be like that's what she known for is guzzling. Like, nigga, she deep throat a whole cucumber, nigga. Like,
what?
And she is legitimately hilarious. But
really funny and can do something with her.
Nigga. And beautiful. Very funny. But when they interview her and shit, her past is very dark. Like, she been through a lot when she was a kid and shit. So,
yeah.
That might. You know, the more interviews you see with bitches doing porn, the more you see, like, damn, them bitches really got smutted out by, like, their uncle or some shit like that. They've been 16, they've been getting fucked their whole life. You know what I mean? Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a wrap. Mika, I appreciate you. I love you. I want to have
love
you back. I want to have you back soon. I want to give you your own segment.
Okay.
Great job. Always remember, guys, these hoes ain't shit. And in the immortal words of Mika, ho keep homing. All right, this is the Ryan Case No Chase with a Shirley Temple Twist podcast signing off. Goodbye.
Bye.